State Department warns Americans to immediately leave most Middle East nations. The U.S. State Department on March 2 urged any Americans currently in more than a dozen Middle East nations and regions to leave immediately due to serious safety risks as the Iran war continues in its third day. Americans in Bahrain, Egypt, Iran, Iraq, Israel, the West Bank, the Gaza Strip, Jordan, Kuwait, Lebanon, Oman, Qatar, Saudi Arabia, Syria, the United Arab Emirates, and Yemen should depart now through any available commercial transportation, the U.S. State Department said in a travel security fact sheet updated at 4 p.m. on Monday. Mora Namdar, the U.S. State Department's Assistant Secretary for Consular Affairs, said any Americans who need assistance can call the agency 24 hours a day. The number to call from inside the United States or Canada is +1-888-407-4747, while any American staying abroad should call +1-202-501-4444. We have no higher priority than the safety and security of Americans, Namdar said in a statement on Saturday. U.S. citizens in any of the affected countries are also instructed to join the U.S. State Department Smart Traveler Enrollment Program for the latest security updates. Travelers can also input their trip so the agency can contact them quickly in the event of an emergency. Early on Monday, the U.S. Embassy in Beirut warned that the security situation in Lebanon had become volatile and unpredictable and urged Americans to avoid traveling there and for anyone inside to leave immediately. Beirut Rafik Hariri International Airport is still open to commercial flights, but cancellations could happen at any time. Americans are encouraged to check the airport's website for available flights. 3 Security Levels. In the U.S. State Department's previous travel security update, the agency placed the affected Middle East nations in 3 categories based on the severity of safety risks, levels 2, 3, and 4. Americans were urged to avoid traveling to Iran, Iraq, or Lebanon for any reason, and anyone still in Iran should shelter in place. U.S. citizens in Iraq should exercise caution, limit movements, shelter in place as needed, while anyone in Lebanon is instructed to leave via commercial travel, the State Department said. Americans were told to reconsider travel and shelter in place if currently residing in Bahrain, Israel, Kuwait, and Qatar. Those in Pakistan should exercise caution and avoid large gatherings, as some areas are at level 4, along with Iran and Iraq. Egypt, Jordan, Oman, Saudi Arabia, and the UAE were placed in level 2, exercise increased caution, with shelter-in-place instructions given to Americans everywhere, but not those in Egypt.